The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts, Steven.
And Kyle.
Kyle, still running the gauntlet, still recording all these episodes the same night.
Yeah, it's fucking not that much fun it when you're really tired.
It is 1:30 in the morning, still going.
The things we do for you guys during this crazy-ass world we live in.
Yeah, so we're here.
Fucking dumb.
Doing something dumb. A little different. Like I said, we were asked to maybe release some more content. To kind of break the monotony of everyone that's being held indoors from the lockdown and the shut-in or whatever you want to call it. So we're going to release some little mini-episodes, right? We're just going to pick a little topic, something off the wall, talk about it for a few minutes, and call it a day. First and foremost, though, which isn't going anywhere, is the business. Check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Search Hollow Sky Podcast, and you will find us there. Come over, hang out with us, just share stuff, weird shit, funny memes, anything of that sort. If you've had a paranormal experience, this Kyle's going to come in and tell you what to do with that information.
Yeah, you can give us a call at 1-877-800-HOLLOW. Or you can use your voice memo app on your smartphones, record your story, add some sound effects, some emojis, send it on over. The email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can also write submissions there, hit Steve up on Facebook, send something to me on Instagram.
The Twitter, I'm on the Twitter all the time.
Yeah, the tweets.
Sharing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so any way that you can get a hold of us, please do, with your awesome stories.
Yes. And if you listen to us on Apple podcast app or iTunes podcast app, hop on over there and leave us a 5-star rating and review. You guys have been doing awesome, just banging them out. And we will shout those 5-star ratings and reviews out on our episodes like we're doing today. Today is brought to you by CD Syphus No More. It says, give them a listen. Relatable approach to off-the-wall stories. I listen to them while I'm working and the time flies by. Stay weird. And in quotations, which I'm assuming means don't read, but I'm going to read it anyway. It says, no need to give a shout out for the review. I'd rather just listen to more content. You're doing a great job making this pod, fellows. Stay up. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we shouted you out anyways.
Yeah, thanks so much, CD Syphus No More. We're glad that you are enjoying the show. We're glad that we're helping pass your work time away.
Which I assume probably sucks.
Yeah, and you might not even be working now with everything that's going on. Well, we hope wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you're staying healthy, your family's staying healthy.
For sure.
And just doing the best you can in the midst of all this craziness. With these new little episodes we're going to do, we're not going to do a listener encounter, which that doesn't mean stop sending them, because we're still going to release our regularly scheduled
programming,
long content programming, and we will have encounters on them. But these little ones we're putting out for you guys, we're just going to hold off because we don't really have that many, which in turn means you guys should keep sending them.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'll leave those for our long regular Monday releases. We'll probably release these mini-sodes sometime in the middle of the week, maybe Wednesday, just to kind of break up everything, or maybe Thursday, whenever Kyle feels the need to release them.
So don't hold your breath.
Kyle is the key master for the episodes.
Yeah, I guess.
Something of that nature.
I am your master.
Kyle's got a weird story he's going to share first off, and then I'm going to take you to a place that's kind of close to us.
Yeah.
That had a very tragic incident a few years ago that in turn almost created a cryptid of its own based on that horrific encounter. So then we're going to jump into that for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, let him have it.
Okay, I don't know if it is truly an encounter or what, but it was definitely weird. So I was telling Steve about this an hour ago when we started our alien episode there that you guys haven't heard yet.
2 Mondays from now you will.
Yeah, so you'll hear it. But so there's an alien story coming.
I'm from the future. Future but, me in the past.
Right. So I remember waking up to the feeling, and I don't know why I describe it this way. I don't know if I mentally saw it or if it just the first thing that came to mind, but I woke up to what felt like an inch in diameter metal rod being pushed from my hips. Like you go into one hip, goes through my abdomen area, goes out the other hip. That's what I felt. That's what woke me up.
That's so fucking nuts.
It's really weird. I've never had any dream / experience like this before. So I kind of fiddle around. I'm like, what in the fuck? I'm like, that was weird. That felt so strange. So I do what I normally do, and I go back to sleep.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. And
everything's going to be fine.
I wake up in the morning, I halfway forget about it, but then I bring it up to my wife. I'm like, I had the weirdest dream or something the other night. And she's like, what was it? So I tell her, and she's like, that's fucking strange that you tell me that, because I had this feeling like something was crawling on me all night long. And she's like, every once in a while, I'd feel like a little pinch or a bite or something. And I'd just remember waking up to it and then like smacking it, like, get off me, whatever the fuck you are. So she's like, that's kind of weird that we both had something strange happen to us that night. Not saying that we got abducted by aliens, but we probably got abducted by aliens.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, so, I mean, that is my little story for you guys.
Did you have any, like, signs of trauma in the area? Did you see
not that I noticed, and to be honest with you, I didn't even think about it. I honestly didn't even think about it.
That's
it's
so
just one of them
weird
things where I almost borderline forgot about it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then it just sparked my memory, and I just told my wife about it. I'm like, it's so fucking weird. Just I remember the way it felt, and it just felt like...
Was it like a sharp pain, like a knife?
No.
It
was like pressure, just like a dull fucking gross feeling. Like that's how I can explain it. It's gross. Weird. Like, just, like, you imagine a metal rod being pulled from your hips, essentially, and just gross. That's what it felt like, just gross.
So weird.
It is weird. But, it's hard telling what it was.
Did you have any pain or anything the next morning?
No.
Any discomfort, nothing?
Nothing out of the normal.
So weird. I got nothing.
I don't either, other than aliens.
Probably. Maybe they skewered you and were walking you around like a puppet.
I guess as long as they enjoyed it. Fucking pricks.
Fucking pricks. Yeah, I got nothing, Kyle.
Nah, man, it's good. It's nothing out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I've had my encounters with it before.
Par the course.
Yeah. So Sucks to suck.
All right. So today's topic. I looked into this a little bit before, but I never really pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah, I remember you bringing it up before.
So recently I was in a town semi-local to us. It's about 5 hours away from where we are. So not local, but kind of local. And like anyone that lives in the Midwest, if you're from like the quad state area, you're kind of like local of Joplin, Missouri. That name will probably sound familiar to you because on May 22nd, 2011, a catastrophic, huge, multiple vortex tornado just decimated that town.
I remember when that happened.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I remember working at Pepsi at the time, and they had a plant in Joplin, and they sent us out photos of the plant. It looked like a fucking bomb went off in that city. Is the only thing I can compare it to. This tornado, I'm going to share some information on it, was a fucking monster. It was approximately a mile across. Just imagine that.
I can't even imagine that. That'd be fucking horrifying.
200 mile an hour winds a mile across. That's like a blender a mile long just pushing through neighborhoods. And that's what it did. It did not give a shit what was in its way.
No.
Buildings, churches, schools just ate it up and spit it the fuck out. It was a tragedy. It's estimated that it obliterating most of the city caused probably upwards of $3 billion in damage.
Wow.
$3 billion in damage. It ended the lives of 161 people, also hurt almost 1,200 more. It became the seventh deadliest tornado in U.S. history.
What was the first? If that one was that freaking big.
I don't know.
Jesus.
It was also the costliest the country had ever seen. Like I said, the aftermath, everything was just gone.
Yeah, I mean, I can post
pictures of it. It is absolutely devastating. Like, it doesn't even look real.
No. I remember seeing pictures of it, and it is exactly like you said. Like, somebody just dropped a bomb on it, and it was gone.
Yeah.
There's nothing but rubble.
It's just absolutely devastating. But from that devastation, encounters with what people are calling butterfly people started to pop up among the people that survived, right? So the first thing you think of when you hear butterfly people is maybe an angel.
Or fairies.
Mothman.
Tinkerbell.
That's kind of a butterfly person. So they get this name from the descriptions of young survivors who saw these angels for no better reason or no better information than I have to call them that. they had multicolored wings, and they were surrounded by shimmering lights and orbs of lights, and just basically just illuminated, depending on the description. Going off a Mysterious Universe, they have a bunch of accounts that were pulled from the aftermath of the Joplin tornado. One was from a 2.5-year-old girl who was in the car with her dad when the tornado came tearing through. Miraculously, the vehicle was blown completely off the road and basically just somersaulted. The two occupants were shaken, but they were not hurt. The girl later stated that butterfly people had been sitting in the car with them, and when she was told that no one else had been in the car, she argued with her dad, "No, Daddy, the butterfly people were in the car with us."
I mean, it sounds like guardian angels.
That's the only thing. That's the first thing that pops. Like, you know me, and I'm not a religious person at all, but this is pretty, like, the kids are seeing something.
Yeah, and I mean, in that description itself right there, like, that's literally the one thing that comes to my mind is just guardian angels.
Yep. Another encounter from a person in a car came from a young boy who's riding in a truck with his dad when the tornado came crashing down. A car came soaring through the air toward them, seemingly on an inevitable path to just destroy their truck, but somehow managed to veer out of the way at the very last moment and miss them by inches. The boy would later state the two very big angels held the car back at the time and threw it to the side. Although the boy had seen these mysterious figures, the father would admit that there seemed to be no rational reason why the car would not have smashed right into them. Hey, Hollow Cult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So in this particular story, you have once again a young person seeing what will be our interpretation of, of a guardian angel, and at the same time, in a way, the father kind of corroborates the story in his own way.
He sees the car coming at their truck with his son in it. At right before impact, the car is essentially slid out of the way and doesn't make contact at all.
Right.
So the boy sees the same thing, but when he sees the car move over, there's two gigantic beings tossing it out of the way, stopping it, tossing it out of the way. And the dad who didn't see the being said there's no reason this car should have moved the way it did.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty awesome. You know, right? And a story like, I mean, from the tragedy that comes from this, you know, this in particular story, it's kind of awesome and enlightening to have what can be interpreted as guardian angels looking out for people.
Yeah, it almost instills a sense of hope,
right,
that in the midst of all the death and devastation, it could have been much worse.
Like some people pulled through because of, you know, what, for whatever reason, the protection that they have from these beings.
Yeah, It's bizarre, and the fact that there's so many is wild. Another account of a mother and her young daughter that were caught in the tornado in their car managed to crawl out of the vehicle and hide in a nearby ditch. The tornado just kept on approaching, just kept barreling at him, just destroying everything that was sent that way. But these two remained uninjured at all. The girl supposedly said to her mom, "Weren't they beautiful? Did you see how beautiful their wings were?" When the mother told her daughter there'd been no one else there, the girl insisted that she had been surrounded by winged angels with rainbow-colored wings as the tornado had passed. Other accounts happened right out in the open, such as that of a young boy of about 5 years old. He was caught outdoors when the tornado came barreling through. Although there was much devastation in the area in its wake, he was found to be unharmed, with debris surrounding him, arranged precisely so it missed him completely. The boy would claim that the winds roared about him, and he said three glowing figures with butterfly wings walking toward him across the field, and wherever they stood, the flying debris would bounce off the side, bounce off to the side, or completely disappear. These three winged entities then surrounded him until the raging tornado passed, after which they were described as smiling before disappearing into the air.
That's crazy.
Dude, and you found him in a field of debris laying there.
And nothing was nothing on
around
him.
And I mean, tornadoes are incredible forces of nature. Like, I've seen pictures of pieces of straw thrown through telephone poles.
Which is absolutely, like, my brain can't even wrap around that.
It would suck the feathers off of a chicken, but leave the chicken alive.
That's so messed up.
Yeah. It can pick up a train car and throw it a mile away, but it could pick up a kid and move it 10 feet and set it down unharmed.
It's almost like it's got a mind of its own.
Dude, it's so crazy. Continuing on, Deputy Sheriff also apparently heard a similar tale of a 4-year-old boy who was found wandering about a field in the aftermath. When asked where he came from, the boy said he had been at the St. John's Hospital when the tornado had hit. Strange thing is, the boy was completely unharmed without a scratch on him, despite the fact that the hospital had been completely leveled with numerous casualties. When asked how he'd gotten away and ended up in this field a full 6 miles from the hospital without injury, the boy said matter-of-factly, "The angels brought me and set me down here." 6 fucking miles from the hospital, Kyle.
So, I guess the claim here is that the tornado completely leveled the hospital, picked this boy up, and carried him for 6 miles, and then just set him down.
Unharmed, without a scratch.
Man, that seems like highly unlikely.
Fucked
that
up,
it just would have set him down.
The angels brought me here and set me down.
I think it's awesome.
In yet another such tale, a young boy was caught outside with his father, with wind so strong they ripped the father's shoes off his body, yet they both came out unscathed, with the boy later stating that butterfly people had been hovering over them throughout the ordeal. The stories just keep continuing. There's a family, Clay and Melissa Morgan, and their 4 children, Zoe 12, Emma 8, Eli 5, and Luke 4. They lived in a mobile home in Joplin that was pretty much in the direct path of the tornado, which blew the entire house open and sucked Clay and Morgan out of the house, sending them flying out while steel perched atop their mattress like a water slide. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured, but it was found later that little Eli was missing. After a panic search, they soon found him uninjured 20 feet from the house. Oddly wrapped up in a green rug, like a burrito, they stated, although no one knows who wrapped him or even where the carpet came from. All Eli was able to remember was that he seen a man with brown hair hovering over him. Not so much stating that there was butterfly wings, but still.
Somebody was there protecting
fucking
him.
Fucking weird, right?
Right.
Other stories that Mysterious Universe pegs to this are kind of harder to classify, they say. Still super strange and possibly connected. One is an account given by Pastor Wormuth, who said that something very mysterious happened at a church that was hit by the tornado during the service. At the time, the congregation was quickly whisked off to the basement, but this did little in the face of the absolute power that the tornado had. The walls of the church came crashing down onto the basement. Several people had been pinned under heavy rocks and debris. Then it was reported that suddenly 6 large men had arrived to lift up all of the rubble before saying that they had other people to dig out and leaving. They were not regular rescuers, because when actual rescuers arrived, they had not seen any other people in the area, but also claimed that the collapsed walls would have been far too heavy for 6 men to merely lift. Who are the men?
Okay, so this will be the first case that we've gone over where it involved adults seeing people.
Yes.
But even more so, that makes it interesting, is that the adults did not see them as winged beings.
No, they were seen as rescuers.
Right.
Which almost...
So I wonder if this is like a perception of the mind.
Falls back to what you're told to believe in and what you're not to believe in.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
right.
too. Another bizarre account is 14-year-old Emily Huddleston, who was driving home from... 14-year-old, but driving home from her brother's high school graduation when the tornado reared its head. So I'm assuming that she wasn't driving, but she was riding. The vehicle they were in apparently was tossed two full blocks, apparently not hurting anyone except Emily herself, who was impaled through the leg with a shard of debris to leave her hospitalized. In the months of her recovery after the disaster, Emily claimed to have this strange ability to attract butterflies, which would flock to her and land all over her. She has said of this phenomenon, in a quote, "There will be some that I can't get to leave me alone. I'll look at them as my angels, I really do. I think it's more of a sign that angels were there that night. We're being watched over." Crazy, man.
I don't know. It's kind of a cool story.
It is. It kind of lets you...
There's a positive light, like a positive spin on the quote-unquote paranormal.
Let you think that maybe something is watching over us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. I thought that it was a fucking awesome, awesome story. Especially being faced in the times we're being faced in now. Sometimes it's good to know that even in the midst of a devastating tragedy, something might still be trying to pull us through.
Right. Was there any, like, scientific idea as to what these butterfly people could have been?
They don't know. They have no idea. They said
nobody's even really tried.
Or could it be that it's primarily kids reporting the actual butterfly people?
Yeah.
Is it a coping mechanism? You know, that night was so traumatic, so stress-inducing, that maybe they thought they were seeing these to just help take in the trauma of what they were going through. But on the flip side of that is how were so many of these children completely unscathed?
Right.
Coming out on a tornado that leveled almost 1,000 homes.
Well, not only that, but that's where I assumed when I asked that question. I assumed that somebody used the excuse of like collective thoughts and, you know, it being a kid's imagination and however spin you want to put on that. But, you know, even taking out them kids going unscathed and what have you, what are the odds that so many kids would see the same fucking thing?
And on the flip side of that, what are the odds that so many adults corroborated the stories?
Right, yeah.
Like, that witnessed this, if you're not buying into the story, like, luck, I guess you would call it?
Yeah.
That helped all these children get out unscathed. Like, can you really call it an over, like their imagination?
No. Not whenever the dads and the adults see things that can't be explained.
That one dad saw the car move from a beeline straight at their truck, just moved right the fuck out of the way.
He's like, nah, I'm not going to hit
today.
Here.
Today. Tornado.
Yeah, and then, like, that story in particular does a lot for me because in conjunction with the dad visually seeing this, his son has a reason as to why the truck moved. Now, his dad didn't see it.
His dad is like, there's no reason that should happen. And the son's like, well, fuck yeah, there's a reason. Them angels threw it the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, didn't you see him?
That's not a direct quote. That was my interpretation.
Be a lot cooler if it was.
So, like I said, that was a lot of these stories came from the mysteriousuniverse.org. You can go on there and look them up. I thought I'd share them with you guys because they are definitely interesting. You can look into more of the butterfly people. I'm assuming there's more encounters and stuff. They painted a mural in Joplin dedicated to the
butterfly
accounts.
People?
Yeah.
That's dope.
It. Let me see if I can find it here.
That's pretty cool.
I can post that up for everyone if they would like it, if they'd like to see it.
I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Like it's like, it almost looks like it's on the side of a school building.
Yeah,
maybe.
It touched that many people.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. It's like you said, it's kind of like a ray of light in the darkness from what we as a country, as a world have been going through. And then you hear a story like this, like you said, it kind of gives you that glimmer of hope. Like there is somebody trying to pull us through.
Yeah. Even in the midst of the worst devastation possible, something still cared enough to save those kids' lives.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yep, that's definitely awesome. Nobody likes stories where kids get hurt.
No. So, yeah, this... I guess I'm going to send this story out to all the lives that were lost in Joplin that day. Our hearts and thoughts go out to you.
For sure.
It was just an absolute tragedy. And I can't even fathom trying to live through that and come back from it. So I hope all of you that were touched by that horrible tornado are doing well and living your best life.
Absolutely.
If any of our listeners, I know, like I said, it's relatively close to us. If any of our listeners would like to share their accounts of the tornado that day that lived through it, we'd gladly like to hear them. If any of you actually experienced something of the butterfly people, we would definitely love to hear that.
Yeah, for sure.
So feel free to get at us and let us know. So I'm gonna wrap that up. That's our little mini episode. I hope you guys liked it. We're gonna try to do a few more of these once we get it together again to record and share it with you guys. That way we have a little more content to put out, some more stuff for you guys to listen to and such and so forth. They'll probably be a little bit lighter on content. Probably have a lot to do with cryptids and weird stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll save our heavy one-offs.
Yeah, we'll save our heavy deep dives for our hour episodes. So until then, I hope the butterfly people are looking out for y'all.
No doubt.
And keep you safe.